Take your Bible and turn to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter number 10. For time's sake tonight, I want to begin reading at verse 33. Bible says in Acts 10 and 33, "So immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began with from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will help be my help, on this thought. The ideal situation. The ideal situation. As we see this, we go back and look at this story, we see Peter was in a trance, and he's seen a sheet come down, and all manner of things was on it. And the Lord spoke to him and said, "Peter, rise, kill and eat." And he said, "Not so, Lord, because I've never partaken of anything common or unclean." And amen. It was done three times, which is a representation of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and it was taken up into heaven. And no longer had that happened, no sooner had it got gone out of his sight than Peter was up on the rooftop, and these three men show up at the door of Simon the Tanner. They've been sent by Cornelius, a centurion from the Lord. Praise God. God had done spoke to his heart and told him to go ask for one whose surname's Peter, and they'd find him at a house of Simon the Tanner. He said, "Have him come, and when he gets here, he'll tell you the things you need to know." And now, what they was looking for was a touch of God. They was one to look at. They was looking for something that God had for them. I won't say glory. How good wouldn't it be good if we lived in a nation and a community? Praise God, in a place where people was looking for something good from God. We're looking for something good in everything else. We're seeking for good things all over the place. But I want to tell you where you can find the best thing there is. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise God. He is the first and the last. He's the best that God had to offer. And he offered him up for you and me on the cross of Calvary. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? But he called for Peter to come over to Cornelius. And Bible tells us here that when he got there, Cornelius fell down at his feet. He began to worship him. And Peter's like, "Whoa, wait a minute, feller. You don't need to worship me." He said, "I'm just a man like you are." He said, "Praise God, need to worship God." He said, "What's going on here?" And Cornelius began to tell him. He said, "Praise God, listen," said, "I was praying and I was trying to get a hold of God, and God spoke to my heart." And he said, "I've heard you. Praise God, I'm going to answer your petition." He said, "Your prayers, your alms has come up. Thy alms has come up in remembrance, and I'm going to give you some help." Praise God, ain't you glad it's that way? That's the way God does it. That's the way God does business. Praise God. like we do business with him, how he'll do business with us. We wonder sometimes why we don't get a whole lot from God, because we don't give a whole lot to God. You say, preacher, well, what do you mean? God's just supposed to give to us. We treat God sometimes like he's Santa Claus, like he's got all these things and just puffs out of the air, and he's just going to give them to us and just keep giving them to us and keep giving them to us, and we don't have to give nothing back. But I want to say, praise God, if we love him because he first loved us, we ought to want to give him something back. Praise God, we have it in remembrance. Glory, hallelujah. I realize that God's give us so much. Praise God, it's up to you and me to give a little bit back.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. God's been good to us.
Amen.
I look around the room here, and I don't see anybody looks like they're starving to death. Amen. Praise God. Most of us look pretty healthy. And then some. Amen. God's been good to us. We ought to remember how good he's been to us. Amen. Praise God. So we see this. It's laid out here. God lays it out for us. Old Cornelius, he was an old Gentile soldier. Praise God. But I'm glad to God that God sent Peter to an old Gentile soldier. Sent him to his house. Praise God. Now the law of the Jew said they couldn't eat with anybody that was unclean. They couldn't eat with somebody that wasn't of the circumcision. Somebody was uncircumcised. Praise God, they wouldn't associate with. But God done spoke to Peter, and he said, listen, anything I've cleaned, praise God, don't call it common or unclean. Praise God, listen. Peter said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Amen. Praise the Lord, there's no little I's or big U's. Amen. He's just a holy God of heaven who loves us all.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God in there to help us if we'll let him. But I'm afraid we live in a day and hour we don't want to let God help us. We won't want to let God in. We don't want to love him. Praise God like he loves us. We ought to be reciprocating the love of God. We ought to be showing him how much we love him.
Amen.
Amen. I wonder tonight, do you love Jesus? Amen. Praise God. I love him with all my heart. Praise God. Because he first loved me. I don't know why he loved me. But he did. You say, how do you know that? Praise God. I feel his love in me all the time. Praise God. I feel him loving on me. Praise God. I know he's loving on me because he's my Lord and he's my Savior. He's the keeper of my soul. Praise God. I depend on him. I trust in him. I rely on him. I adhere to him. Amen. Praise God. According to what his blessed old book says. That's kind of unusual in the day and hour we live. People don't want to live by the book. Amen. If you try to preach the truth, they get mad and puffed up and they go somewhere else. Usually to the house, sit down. Amen. Praise God. Or just make our way to an old-fashioned altar and get right with God. Ask God to help us to do better. Repent of our sin. Praise God. Get in and just rejoice and shout and praise God again.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What's holding us back? We are. You are. Amen. Praise God. Just getting right with God. That's the thing. Amen. But we see this here type play. Now, I thought about this yesterday as I was thinking on these texts and back even the first of the week, how God was moving in this situation. And now these folks, praise God, they was just like me and you. They couldn't get in by themselves, and there wasn't no way, and they didn't know how. Had a fellow call me today, and I was talking to him. He said, preacher, so I'm concerned. He said, I've done doing what you told me to do. I've been talking to my daddy. He said, it's like God's a moving on him, so I can see it. I said, well, glory, hallelujah, brother. Just keep lifting up Jesus. He said, but I want to see, I want to make sure, I want to know that he's saved. And said, I just don't think he understands. I said, you're probably right. Amen. He probably don't understand. He probably don't realize. But just take what you know, praise the Lord. He said, well, preacher, I don't really know. I said, you remember when you got saved? He said, oh, yeah. He said, I remember when I got saved. I said, well, take your daddy, praise God, and just share with him how the Holy Ghost of God met with you. Praise God, how he touched your heart. Showed you was no lost sinner, praise God. Now, this old boy knew. His granny had showed him how about the Lord, taught him about Jesus, took him to church when he was a young man, praise God. He knew what the truth was, but he had run from truth for a long time. I said, what makes you think that your daddy is any better or any stronger than you? Amen. Praise God. He needs a touch of God. He needs a tug of God. So a preacher, it seems like God's been dealing with him. I can see God dealing with him. I said, well, just keep a loving on him. Let him know that you love him. Praise God. You want to be in heaven with him.
Amen.
I said, every time you get a chance, say, praise God, listen, Pop, said it won't be the same without you. I need to know, praise God, that you know that you're saved and you're ready to go to heaven.
Yes,
amen. What was wrong with these old Gentile dogs is they just didn't know Jesus. They didn't know the truth. They didn't know how to make an informed decision because they weren't informed. Amen. But I got to thinking on this, how God come along. He give an ideal situation. Amen. Now what does it mean to have, let's just do a little Sunday school lesson here. What does it mean to have an ideal situation? Amen. What does it mean to have an ideal situation? What does ideal mean? Just right. Right? I have a situation that's just right. Amen. When the situation is just right, old sinners will be saved. Amen. That's how you got in. Amen. Brother Bill, the situation was just right. The day that you got in, to praise God, your soul was being touched, the preaching was right, the singing was right, the atmosphere was right, the Holy Ghost was right, God was right, you was wrong, praise God, and you realized God was right and you was wrong, and praise God, the situation was right to be saved.
Amen.
Amen. The ideal situation. Here we have an ideal situation. Now notice verse 33, he said, now therefore we are here. Now notice number one, the ideal time had come. Amen. Amen. The ideal time had come. Now when is the ideal time to get right with God, to do right with God, to do things right for God? Tomorrow? Next week? Right now. Amen. So we see there was an ideal time. He said, now, therefore. Praise God. He said, now we, praise the Lord, right now, not tomorrow, not next week, praise God. We've spoke to God. God spoke to us. He's gathered us together, and it's right now when we're looking for something from God.
Amen.
Amen. What if we got together every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, come in the door and say, glory, hallelujah, this is it. Amen. This is the ideal time for God to speak to my heart. This is the ideal time for God to give me something that'll help me tonight and I can take it to tomorrow.
Amen.
I'm talking about an ideal time right now. But we have to come expecting something to get something. Amen. You don't get up on Christmas morning. Well, you may do now. When you're a kid, you didn't get up on Christmas morning, run downstairs and expect not to get nothing. Amen. You went run downstairs. You went run down your bedroom into the living room, wherever the Christmas presents usually are, and you expected something to be there for you. Amen. If you'd have pulled up there and they wasn't nothing, you would have been disappointed. The ideal time, praise God, to get those presents was right now. Amen. When you pulled up, got out of your bed, praise God, flipped your slippers on and run in there, praise God, to where they were supposed to be. The ideal time is now. The ideal time to get help from God is right now. It ain't tomorrow, next week, but it's right now. Right now is when we get what we need to get, praise God, to motivate ourselves to do something for the Lord, praise God, so He can use it tomorrow. The Bible says today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said we need to be redeeming the time because the days are evil. We need to buy back some. Amen. Take it back. Praise God. Accept it. Use it now. Praise God. Because now is the ideal time to be using what God's given us. Amen. Praise God. So we have the ideal time for things to happen. Not only do we have an ideal time, but we have an ideal audience. An ideal audience. Look what he said, now therefore, are we all here, praise God, all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Amen. So now's the time, praise God. And he said, now we've got an ideal audience. He said, we are all here. Amen. All here for one purpose and one thing only. They had been assembled together. Amen. So we have an ideal time and we have an ideal audience. Yeah. Praise God. What better time? Amen. Than now. To have an ideal audience. Praise an audience that's assembled together and here present before God. Amen. Praise God. So they pulled up. Praise the Lord. An ideal time has come. An ideal audience is there. And they've gathered together in the presence of God. They had enough capacity of mind to praise God to realize that God had spoke to them. God had sent out for help. God had called in reinforcements. And the reinforcements was coming. And while they was coming, old Cornelius had done called together everybody he could find, praise God. He said, hey, listen, the time's come. We're going to hear something from God. You need to come listen. Amen. The ideal audience. You say, preacher, who is the ideal audience? Those that want to hear from God. Those that want to get a little something from the Lord. Amen. They showed up in the presence of God. Present before God. Amen. In other words, standing in His presence. What for? To hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Amen. So we have an ideal time, which is now. We have an ideal audience with people that's there ready, praise God, in anticipation of what God is going to show them. What God's going to give them, praise God, that'll help their heart, praise, and stir in their lives. To help them to be more Christ-like, to help them be more like God. Amen. So we have an ideal time, we have an ideal audience, now we have an ideal preacher. Amen. Bible says, verse 34, said, then Peter opened his mouth. So he heard this stuff. He said, listen, they said, now we've gathered together. He said, we got an ideal audience that's wanting to hear from God. Praise the Lord. And then he said, hey, I didn't wait around for a week or two. Said, soon as God spoke to my heart, he said, immediately I sent them to get you and fetch you down here. And I began to gather people together so we could hear from God. Amen. God began to speak to old Peter, I believe, before he ever got there. Amen. So now, therefore, are we here, all present, God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. And then Peter opened his mouth. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have an ideal time. We have an ideal situation. Praise God. The audience is there. And we have an ideal preacher. One that's ready to preach the gospel. Praise God. Without fear or favoritism. Praise the Lord. Because he said, for I the truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Amen. He said, Peter said, basically, he said, glory to God. I don't care if you're a Jew. I don't care if you're a Gentile. Praise God. God Almighty's brought to my attention that he is no respecter of persons. He come to seek and to save whosoever will. Praise God. It's time to get in. Amen. Had an ideal preacher. Wasn't afraid to preach the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Without fear or favoritism. Wasn't ashamed of Lord Jesus Christ. Wasn't afraid to say the name Jesus. We're living a day in our now, chapter. Preachers and churches are getting afraid to mention the name of Jesus because they're afraid it'll offend somebody. Let me tell you who it offends. It offends the devil. Amen. That's why he don't want you to tell it. That's why he don't want you. You pray all day long. You talk all day long about God. As long as you don't mention his son Jesus. Amen. Praise God. If you mention Jesus, people get all tore up on you. But praise God, without Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the way. Amen. Praise God. So we have an ideal. We have an ideal audience. We have an ideal preacher. Peter opens his mouth and he begins to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying people. Amen. What does he preach about? He preaches about an ideal person. That person in Jesus Christ, praise God, is that ideal person. Amen. He says, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. Amen. Praise God. So we have an ideal preacher, begins to preach an ideal message, praise God, about an ideal person. The Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to lift up and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to magnify the one, praise God, that came from heaven, lived, loved, praise God, died for the sins of the world, and rose again the third day, victorious over death and the grave.
Amen.
Amen. Black eye for the devil. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus gets the glory. Praise God. And the devil gets a black eye. Praise his holy name. So we have the ideal person. Who is Jesus that gave his life The word of God, which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, preaching peace. You know when we'll have peace in this world? When Jesus comes back.
Amen.
Amen. There won't be no peace. There won't be no peace in this, like we'd like to have and see in this world till Jesus comes back. Amen. Praise God. When He comes back, there'll be peace all over the world because He's the Prince of Peace. Amen. He brings peace. He comes, He'll bring peace with Him. But they was preaching, praise God, the idea of preaching the ideal person, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. He's the one that came that could take away sin. He's the only one that could. Amen. They rebuked Him when He said, when He said, your friend's sins be forgiven you on the Sabbath day. Praise God. And they said, who is He? What blasphemy to say that His sins are gone, praise the Lord. He said, well, what's easier to say? Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to arise, take up your bed and walk. He said, but you might believe, just go ahead and just get up, take up your bed and just go on to the house. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. And they got up, and from their infirmities, their sin was forgiven them. Praise God, they loaded up their bed, put it on their back, and went down the house, jumping and shouting and praising and giving God glory. Amen. Praise God. Because an ideal person came along, the only one that could heal them of their infirmities. It takes the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, to heal us from our infirmities, our weaknesses and lack of strength. Amen. We all have them. Amen. There's none of us immune to the weakness and lack of strength in this old flesh we live in. Amen. It gives us a fit every day.
Amen.
I tell them all the time, getting old ain't for sissies. Because we live in this old flesh, but praise be to God, I'm glad one of these days. Brother Bill, we're going to get a new body.
Amen.
Bible says, like unto the Lord's. Praise God, we'll jump and leap and shout. We'll be like that old fella laid down there at the gate called Beautiful for all them years. Praise God, when Peter extended down his hand and got him by the right hand, praise God, and lifted him up off the ground. Glory, hallelujah. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Glory, hallelujah. He didn't have to go to therapy for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. He leapt up, praise God, and went to running and a jumping and a leaping and a loving on old Peter and John. Praise God, around their neck. Praise God. Why? Because the ideal person had come along. Praise God, and give him the strength and give him the power. I'm glad, glory, hallelujah, Jesus come to where I was one day, and He gave me the strength and He gave me the power, His strength, His power to overcome this old flesh I live in, to save my soul from a devil's hell. But my feet upon a path of righteousness for His name's sake, and helps me to walk therein. Praise His holy name. A perfect, praise God, a person, ideal person. Praise the Lord. He is the Lord of all. Amen. Not just some. He's the Lord of everything. Did you ever think about that? The Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and Word with God, and Word was God. All things were made by Him, and if without Him was not anything made, that was made. Praise God. He's the Lord of all things. Everything. I've told you before, I used to go to work, and I'd get called out in the middle of the night, and I'd pray for going down, Lord, please, You help them. You give men wisdom to build these old pieces of junk equipment. You show me what's wrong with it when I get there so I can fix it. Amen. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you don't be lollygagging around 3 or 4 hours. Praise God. You won't get back home, so you can at least sleep another one or two anyway. I don't know the time, praise God. I prayed that and got there and opened the cabinet. Right there it'd be. Just as plain as a nose on your face. A relay blowed or a fuse blowed or something going awry. Boy, just fix it just a minute. Amen. And turn around and get her going and go back to the house. And I'd get to going. I'd say, glory, hallelujah, thank You, Lord. You say, preacher, that's crazy. Why, He made all things. Amen. Praise God. We ought to ask Him for help. We need help. And we ought to give Him praise and glory when He gives it. Why? Because He's the ideal person. Amen. Praise God. Comes along with an ideal time, an ideal audience, through an ideal preacher. Praise God. He's the ideal person because He's the ideal sacrifice. Amen. Verse 39 says, He said, when they slew, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Amen. So they slew Him and hung Him on a tree. Praise God. the one that's the ultimate sacrifice for humanity. They had tried to sacrifice rams and goats and sheep and cattle and oxen, but praise God, I want to say one day the ultimate sacrifice was given for the souls of man, praise God, which was Jesus Christ the Lord. They hung him, they slew him and hung him on a tree, praise God, and he hung there, and praise God, he looked up to heaven and he said, "It is finished." Amen. Praise God. The ultimate sacrifice, praise God, that ideal sacrifice was given for you and for me.
Thank you.
Amen. God sent his only begotten Son. Praise God. I'm glad he did, ain't you? Boy, it killed me. See, his old perversion Bible changes that around to where he ain't who he said he was. But I'm glad he is the Lord Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son. Praise God, full of grace and truth. Come down, praise God, to be that price of sin for me and you. He was that ultimate sacrifice. And he said they slew him and hung him on a tree. Praise God. The ultimate sacrifice, the ideal sacrifice was the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing else would do. It was through his shed blood, the blood of that sacrifice, amen, that makes the difference. The Bible said the life of the flesh is in the blood. Our blood was impure. Our blood was unclean. And it took the shed blood of Lord Jesus Christ to purify us and make us whole.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And he said, so he can save us by his marvelous grace. You know, preacher, how did he do that? Because the ideal sacrifice had to come through an ideal message. Amen. In verse 43, the Bible says this, "And through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins." The ideal message we have of Jesus Christ, praise God, that through his name, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Those sins are put away. They're done away with, praise God. They're cast in the sea of forgetfulness, never be to remember tomorrow when we repent, confess our sins, and repent of our sins. Now, repentance means that we say, "Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I messed up. And Lord, would you please forgive me?" We confess those sins and we repent and we turn away from them because we know they're wrong. And we never go back to them. I wonder how many times we'll repent, amen, because we got caught, amen, but not because of a godly sorrow. Amen. When we repent because of a godly sorrow, because we know we broke the heart of God. We disobeyed God. And we repent of those sins, praise God, and we turn from them. The ideal message, praise God, is that we've been forgiven. That through his name, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of glory, believeth in him, praise God, shall receive remission of sins. Our sins will be put away. Never be remembered again. Ain't you glad it's that way? Now we'll want to bring up our old life, and other people will want to bring up our old life. I mean, I still meet people I went to school with. Sometimes I meet somebody I hadn't seen in years, and they say, "I remember how you was." Amen. Anybody ever do you that way?
Amen.
Amen. I said, "Hey, you don't have to remind me. I tell them, I remember how I was." But let me tell you something. I'm not the person I used to be. Amen. I'm not the person that I was. I've been changed. I've been born again by the saving power of Lord Jesus Christ. I heard an ideal message one day that through him, praise God, through believing in his name, I could have a remission of sins. My sins are put away. They're gone, praise God. I'm not the man I used to be. Praise God. I'm not the person I'm going to be either. Praise the Lord. Not yet. But I'm going to be. Amen. So we see the Bible says that the ideal message was the believing on Lord Jesus Christ, the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Amen. Not only do we have an ideal message, but we have an ideal result. An ideal result. A result that's just right. In verse 44 through 48, the Bible says, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word." That's how things happen. Amen. You hear the word of God and the Holy Ghost of God falls upon your heart. He goes, praise God, takes the word of God and finally gets it from your head to your heart. See, I believe there's a whole lot of people not missing heaven by about that much. They got knowledge in their head, but they don't have Jesus in their hearts. Amen. They said the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision believed were astonished. That's that six men that come down with Peter from Jerusalem. From Caesarea, it said, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Now the Holy Ghost come upon them, but there's a difference between God coming upon you and receiving it. Amen. Receiving the knowledge, the wisdom, the unction, the power of God that's coming with it. Amen. So the ideal, praise God, result was receiving the Holy Spirit, being baptized. He said, they commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. So we see the ideal result, praise God, is salvation and baptism. Amen. Praise God. With salvation of the soul, that's the ideal result. Amen. From the ideal time and the ideal audience and the ideal preacher, an ideal person, praise God, an ideal sacrifice through an ideal message, an ideal result is salvation for souls. Amen. Which leads to baptism. Now, baptism is believer's baptism. We don't baptize babies. Amen. Amen. We baptize born again believers. Those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have believer's baptism. And we baptize them in believer's baptism. In other words, it's an outward profession of a new inward possession. We go into that watery grave, a type of Christ dying and going to the grave, and we come up out of there victorious over the death and the grave in newness of life to serve the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. With the help of the Lord and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Peter says, hey, they've received the same Spirit we have, and it's got to be from God. Praise the Lord. They're saved marvelously, born again. Praise God. He said, now let's baptize them. Amen. Let's baptize them, praise God, and let them make a profession. That's what they was doing. They was speaking, magnifying God. Amen. They wasn't talking to their neighbors about the crop or something. They was magnifying God for what happened, and they'd received the power of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. They got saved, born again through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. They heard the gospel message, an ideal message. The ideal result was salvation of the soul. It's always, the ideal result's always going to be the salvation of the soul. Praise God. And in baptism, amen, praise God, through the Holy Spirit that moves into you, and in believer's baptism that signifies in your own heart a statement that you make that you're going to die out of this old world and you're going to live for Jesus, amen, the rest of your life. To God be the glory. We have an ideal situation here in Acts 10, praise God, that birthed folks into the family of God. Ain't that the way it's supposed to happen? Ain't that the way it's supposed to be? Amen. We ought to take this and we ought to use it as an example to us. Praise God that we would be just like old Cornelius. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be bound and determined to get a hold of something from God, and that we could take that and we could gather together everybody and pass it out in a liberal fashion. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And see God move one more time, like he has before. Amen. God ain't changed. If there's anybody changed, it's you and me. Amen. It's you and me. It ain't God. He's the same yesterday and today forever. He changes not. Amen.